The Awfully Big Quiz Book, a horrible science book read by Vanna Vance, by Nick Arnold, illustrated by Tony DeSalles. Why do flies vomit on their food before eating it? Introduction. Science is full of facts and teachers seem to know them all. There's a lot more I could say about unbalanced forces. Please don't. So wouldn't it be fantabulous if there was a book with hundreds of facts your teacher didn't know? This could totally transform your life. Of course, pneumonotramacroscopic silicovanaconiosis is a lung disease. Wow, she's a genius. How did she know that? And just imagine if this book was packed with quizzes and cartoons and even had special impossible questions for teachers. Now that would really liven up your science lessons. Can you tell us about Bucky Bunnies? Or blue straggler stars? Yikes. Or squirting cucumbers? Gibber. And if that isn't enough, just imagine if this book was overflowing with horrible facts. The sort of facts that make science really horrible. Horrible fun, that is. Well, you don't have to imagine any more, because at this very second, you're holding the very book we've been talking about. So stop dreaming and get reading. Murderous Medicine. One more. It won't kill you. Medicine is a life-or-death science. That's to say, medicine aims to cure or prevent disease and study the human body. It's an awfully big body of knowledge, but let's find a medical scientist to explain what they do. Horrible Science Profiles 1. Name, Haley Healer. Profession, medical scientist. Sample of mouse poo to examine. This is me in my lab. Fascinating, isn't it? Forceps. Rubber gloves. Microscope for studying tiny objects. Coffee mug. Thoroughly mouse. Electron microscope for studying very, very tiny objects. We medical scientists study how disease affects the body and how the body fights back. Some of us work in universities and some of us work for drug companies. Me, I'm at university looking at how the guts defend themselves against tiny germs called viruses. Right now, I'm looking at mice with the viruses in their guts, but later on I'll be looking at humans, and I'll need some human volunteers to study. Anyone want to sign up for testing? And talking about testing, are you ready for the first medical quiz? You can count up your score and check on your progress on the scoreboard at the end of each chapter. Have a Go Body quiz. Each question has only two possible answers, so even if you just guess, you've still got a 50% chance of being right. Who has the highest body temperature, guys or girls? Answer 1. Girls by 0.3 Celsius. And no, guys, that doesn't make you cooler than girls. 2. What can human teenagers do that chimps can't do? Change a light bulb / have a growth spurt during their adolescence. 2. Chimps can be trained to change light bulbs, but humans are the only animals that grow faster as they change from youngsters into adults. 3. What can a canary do that your mom or dad can't do? Sing/reshape their brain. Canaries increase their brain size each spring when they learn new songs. I expect they feel right tweets if they get the songs wrong. 4. On a dark night, your eyes can spot a match being struck how far away? 80 kilometers, 50 miles, 100 meters, 328 feet. 80 kilometers. It's true. What can a human do that a budgie can't do? Play a tune by farting/blink. 5. Play a tune with their bottom. Several performers could do this. The most famous, Frenchman Joseph Pujol, 1857 to 1935, could also play the flute and blow out candles with his musical rear end. It's said that when he laid dying, he performed the last post. That was moving. Extremely smelly, but moving. Terrible health warning. Can you do this? If so, do not demonstrate this interesting skill at family mealtimes. Otherwise, you could find yourself sharing your meal with a dog. Could you be a doctor? 1. In 1905, Frenchman Dr. Barreau examined the newly chopped off head of a murderer. What did he discover? A. The lips murmured, "I must have laughed my head off." B. The head opened its eyes each time its name was called. C. The head did nothing. It was a dead head. Answer? 1 point. B. The brain can survive without its blood supply from the body for a few minutes. But talking about the eyes, dare you discover how your eyeballs roll? For our dare you discover questions, all you have to do is try the experiment and you'll get the answer. The good news is that you could win a whole 4 points. What you need? 1 set of eyeballs. You might need a spare set if you lose the first one. What you do? Read and memorize these instructions. Alternatively, you could write them on the inside of your eyelids or ask a friend to read them to you. Close your eyes. Imagine you're looking at something high up and roll your eyeballs upwards. Keep your head level. Try to open your eyes. What do you notice? Answer. through our blinds. You can't open your eyes, so don't thrash them. Just roll your eyeballs back down and you can open your eyelids normally. The muscles that open your eyes also roll your eyeballs up, but they can't do two things at once. By the way, if a monster rolls its eyeballs at you, it's only polite to pick them up and roll them back. Add'em up quiz. All you need to do in this quiz is calculate the answers. It's that simple, and you can even use the calculator if you want. Now, is that easy or what? To begin with, add 26 to 34. 1. How many bones are babies born with? Multiply your last answer by 5. Answer totals for our 10 points. 1. 300, but some of them join together later to make the adult total of 206. How many muscles do you have? Add 350. 650. How many joints do you have? Add 50 and divide by 7. 100. 4. How many kilometers of blood vessels do you have? Multiply by 1,000. 100,000 kilometers. 62,500 miles. 5. How many times can your nerves stretch around the world? -99,996.25. 3.75 times. 6. If you used all the power produced by your muscles in one day, how far in meters could you lift your dad's car into the air? Add 1.25 and multiply by 3. 15 meters, 50 feet. You can't do this in one go, so don't try it. 7. How many red blood cells does your body make in a minute? Just in case you didn't know, cells are the tiny jelly-like living objects that make up your body. Multiply by 100,000 and take away 300,000. $1.2 million or 0.5 tons in a lifetime. 8. How many hairs do you lose a day? Take away 200,000 and divide by 10,000. 100, and yes, it's normal, and no, you're not going bald. 9. How many germs live in each square millimeter of your armpits? The posh word for germs is bacteria. Multiply by 8. 800. 10. How long in millimeters is the smallest muscle in your body? Divide by 800. 1 millimeter, 0.04 inches, and it's inside your ear, so you can't measure it. Hey, we'll never get this one. Foul feeding. Feeding is one of the most fascinating activities the body does. Here's a quiz involving facts that even hard-boiled doctors would find hard to stomach. Rotten recipes quiz. Some humans will happily eat anything, even, it's been rumored, school dinners. Which two items on this menu have never been eaten by humans? The Rotten Apple Restaurant. If it ain't foul, we don't serve it. Free sick bags provided. Menu. Two drink. 1. The slimy pickle that's been used to preserve a dead body in a tomb for 400 years. Starters. 2. Human ashes soup. Add water and semolina for a lovely, thick, slurpy texture. 3. Human body soup. A 160-year-old corpse cooked inside a lead coffin in a fire to make a tasty soup. Main courses. 4. Crispy dinosaur eyeballs. 5. 65-year-old beef. 6. Cigarettes on pizza. 7. Toasted dung beetle. Delicious eggy souffle taste with a crispy outside. Served with boiled cod and snail sauce. All main dishes are served with 8. A bowl of cement. And 9. A birch twig side salad. Dessert menu. 10. Spamalamadingdong. A delicious slice of canned pork and a meaty jelly covered in chocolate and whipped cream. 11. Giant tube worm sundae. Deep sea worm filled with a slimy bacteria with butterscotch sauce. After your meal. 12. Use a toothbrush, then eat it. Answers, 1 point each. 4. No one has ever found a dinosaur eyeball because they rotted away before they could become fossils. 11. The giant tube worms were only discovered in the 1970s, and as far as I know, no scientist has ever dared eat one. But if you're volunteering... Foul food facts. Here are some disgusting facts your teacher won't know about the other foods. It's okay, this isn't a quiz, so you can relax for a few minutes. 1. Two visitors to an Essex church tried this delicacy in 1779. They reported that it tasted of olives. 2. The Wallishauser family of Germany ate their granny's ashes by accident in the 1930s. The ashes had been sent from the USA by relatives, and the family thought they were some kind of American soup mix. 1603, John Colet was buried in a lead coffin. When St. Paul's Cathedral was burnt down in 1666, two men drank the disgusting goo that was all that remained of John Colet. I just added that to the Grand Ouls. 5. A British Navy specialty. In the 1870s, they were still eating beef salted in 1805. 6. This recipe was invented by a man named Wes Haskins of Nevada, USA. He eats raw cigarettes, too. Don't try this at home. 6. 7. This recipe was invented by insect food fanatic W.S. Bristow in the 1920s. I expect it was his favorite grub. Cod and snail sauce is a favorite of Victorian insect eater Vincent Holt. 8. Yes, a bag of cement was eaten by another American, John W. Hurton, but he sicked it up again. Definitely don't try this at home. 9. Yet another American, Jay Gualtry, ate a birch tree. It took him 89 hours. Would you believe it? You're not wooden-headed enough to try this, so I don't have to warn you, do I? 10. The meat was called Spam, and its delicacy was eaten at the 1994 Spam-O-Rama Festival in Texas. A visitor named Bob Finlay ate it and commented, "It was the worst thing I ever put in my mouth. I might hurl at any moment." 12. Japanese Otoichi Kawakami ate 56 toothbrushes and various other objects as a bed. Anyone silly enough to eat toothbrushes deserves a good pasting. Bonus question. For a bonus question, you get not one, but 2 points. That's why it's called a bonus question. Why is it dangerous for surgeons to operate on the guts using electrically heated instruments? Clue, bang. Answer, 2 points. Fart gas can contain methane, an explosive substance also found in cooking gas. There have been cases of the gas in patients' guts exploding with messy results. One man was seen with blue flames coming out of his backside, and I expect the surgeon responsible was fired. How do you like your eggs, nurse? Well, that's enough dangerous patients. Now for some facts about dangerous doctors. Dangerous doctors. For most of history, doctors were so ignorant of disease they were a menace. If you were at death's door and you saw the doc, he'd probably push you through. Could you be a doctor? 1. It's 200 years ago and you're using leeches to suck a patient's blood. In those days, disease was supposed to be caused by having too much blood. The leeches are full up. What do you do? Clue. Teach them a sharp lesson. A. Make them sick up the blood and start feeding again. B. Look for a vampire bat. C. Cut off the leeches' tails so the patient's blood squirts out from the wound. Suck, 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 suck. Scissors, please, nurse. Answers. Total score 3 points. 1. C. The leeches will carry on feeding. Although arteries are blood vessels, the word actually means air carrier. Why? Clue, blood? I see no blood. A. Arteries can be used to make wind instruments. B. Someone muddled an artery up with a windpipe. C. The ancient Greeks thought the arteries carried air. 2C. Ancient Greek doctor Praxagoras, 4th century BC, cut off a dead body and found the arteries empty and drained of blood. 3. Indian surgeon Sushruta, who lived about AD 450, developed the first operation for cataracts, cloudy areas on the outer part of the eyeball. What did he practice on? Clue, it's crunch time. A. Toads. B. His own eyeballs. C. Pickled onions. 3C. Pickled onions. He practiced next on a bag of slime, and the operation proved to be successful. Disgusting diseases. When the body gets sick, it might suffer from a fascinating array of disgusting diseases. This section has all the foul facts you need. Strange sick note quiz. Over the page is a selection of sick notes. Which ones describe genuine medical problems and which don't? Clue. 2 of the diseases don't exist. 1. Dear teacher, my daughter Chloe has geophagy. This is a medical condition in which the sufferer feels an overwhelming urge to eat earth. Please excuse her from cookery lessons because she might want to make a mud pie for my supper. No, that's not geography. Geography isn't actually an illness, although it can be a pain in the neck. Dear teacher, my son Jack has vasomotor rhinitis. His nose runs when he goes into a cold place. I think it must be something he's inherited because Jack's nose runs in the family. 3. Dear teacher, my son Stephen has bardo intoxication. Rotting poo from his guts has gotten to his blood. This awful disease causes baldness and bad breath, and it's made him too ugly to go to school. Please excuse him from lessons for the next 23 years. 4. Dear teacher, my daughter Amy has a glimmering gizzard. It's got so bad her liver actually glows in the dark. And to think, she used to be a shining example of good health. 5. Dear teacher, my son Michael has a lung disease called pneumonotromanic chrysopic silicovolcanosis, coughing his little lungs out, he is. Please give him a breathing space from lessons. That's pneumonultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis. Mon cher teacher, and apologize for my poor daughter, Rachel. She suffers from the foreign accent syndrome. Zut alors. My oui, she only talk in the French accent. Please excuse her from all the lessons, except la Francais, of course. Answers, total score 6 points. 1, true. Some clay is mixed with poisons in the stomach and stop you from getting poisoned. But soil is full of germs, so don't try eating your garden. 2, true. Do you get it? 3, false. But the Victorians believed there was such a disease and that it was caused by constipation. 4, false. This disease was featured in a 1677 medical advert. The authors couldn't think of enough real diseases, so they made a few up. 5, true. It's a lung disease caused by breathing in tiny bits of ash from volcanoes. 6, true. It's a rare disease in which the sufferer can only speak in a foreign accent. Honestly, in 1999, a British woman developed the condition after a brain seizure. She could only speak in a French accent, despite the fact that she'd only been to France once and didn't speak the language. Bonus point. You can have an extra 2 points if you can say pneumonultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis quickly and correctly 4 times. You can have as many tries as you like, but you need a witness to check that you got it right. Clue. Try breaking the word up into 3 parts and practicing each part before putting them together. Answer, 2 points. Well, did you manage it? Now casually drop it into a science lesson and gobsmack the entire class. Odd cure out quiz. One of these substances has never been used as a medical treatment. There's 1 point for getting the substance and another point for explaining why it's never been used. Shark bones, bee stings, bits of dried Egyptian mummy, coconut milk, tomato ketchup, worms' eyeballs. Answer, 2 points. Worms' eyeballs. And the reason this has never been used as a treatment is because worms don't actually have eyeballs. They have patches of sensitive skin that detect light. And now for some facts that your teacher won't know about the other cures. Artificial skin was developed by U.S. scientist Ioannis Yiannis in 1981. It contains a chemical made from shark bones. Bee stings were a traditional cure for rheumatism. Ancient Egyptian body parts were shipped to Europe in the Middle Ages for use as medicine. French King Francis I, 1494 to 1537, used to munch on a lump of preserved human flesh every time he felt unwell. Oh well, you can't beat mummy's cooking. During the Second World War, coconut milk was used as a substitute for plasma, the battery stuff in the blood, on the island of Fiji, and worked very well. In the 1830s, tomato sauce was on sale in the USA as a medicine that could cure just about anything. So how did you get on? Congratulations on finishing this chapter. Have you got new facts coming out of your ears? Here's what your score means. Scoreboard. Less than 10, sickly. 10 to 25, survivor. 26 to 29, healthy. 30 and up, medical miracle. Okay, now you've pulled yourself together. Are you ready to push on? Talking about pushing and pulling, they're both forces, and forces are part of an awfully big branch of science. As you're about to discover, push, next chapter. Pull. Fearsome psychics. Fearsome bit happens here. This chapter is packed with quizzes and horrible facts about psychics, the branch of science that deals with atoms and forces. It sounds awfully technical and awfully baffling, but fortunately we found a psychicist to explain what she's up to. Horrible science profiles 2. Name, Sally Staybright. Profession, psychicist. Here I am in my lab. Sorry about the mess. Electromagnet. A magnet which is powered by an electric current. Computer to control maser. A machine for making microwaves. Soup. Notebook. Computer for showing graphics of the movements of atoms. Microwave oven. A machine for heating up soup. Being a physicist, I'm interested in forces and energy in atoms and topics such as light and electricity and sound and how things move. Not too much to get to grips with, then. We physicists usually work in teams because each project involves loads of work and it helps to share out the duties. That's why I'm here at university working as part of a team investigating how magnetism affects microwaves. Microwaves are the invisible waves of energy made inside a microwave oven. The work involves setting up loads of experiments. This really is a testing job. All physicists have one thing in common. They've all studied the work of superstar physicist Isaac Newton, 1632 to 1727. Isaac Newton showed by experiment that some light is made up of all colors of light mixed together, and he explained how all the forces in the universe operate, including gravity. Just think, he managed to explain the science of how planes and rockets flew before they were even invented. Well, here are some obscure facts about the scientific genius that 99% of physicists won't know. Could you think like Newton? 1. You are Isaac Newton. You're doing your science homework, but the cat keeps wanting to come in and then go out again. What do you do? A. Lock her in a shed. B. Invent the cat flap. Answers, total score 6 points. 1. B. Newton actually invented the cat flap. He built the first one at the farmhouse where he grew up. When the cat had kittens, he made a mini cat flap for them to use. 2. Your neighbor spots you foaming at the mouth one day. In fact, you're blowing bubbles. But why? A. You're playing with the cat. B. You're studying the way the bubbles bend light. 3. After you become... 2B. The size of the bubble bends light until it breaks into the colors that make it up. That's why you can see rainbows and bubbles. 3. After you become a famous scientist, some people think you have magical powers, and a woman asks you to use magic to find her lost purse. What do you say? A. Get lost, you silly old crone. B. You say the magic word abracadabra and send her off to look around the Royal Naval Hospital in Greenwich. 3B. Newton just wanted to get rid of the woman, but according to the story, that's where the purse is found. 4. You fall out with your fellow scientist Robert Hooke after he claims your experiments on light don't work properly. What do you do? A. Delay publishing your work on light until Hooke is dead so he can't have a go at you. It's a grave situation. Yippee! B. Publish the work immediately and ask Hooke to make constructive comments. 4. A. 5. You reckon your theory of gravity can predict the effects of gravity on an object when accuracy of 0.00003%. How do you persuade other scientists of this? A. You spend years trying to prove the accuracy of your prediction. B. You ask your publisher to print a fiddled set of figures that appear to show this result. 5B. It's shocking, but true. 6. You take charge of Britain's coinage. Part of the job involves tracking down people who make fake coins, and by bribing informers and listening to gossip in shady pubs, you eventually trap master forger William Schallonauer. The penalty for forgery is death, and the criminal begs for mercy. What do? A. You arrange to have him executed in an especially cruel and disgusting fashion. B. You ask the king to spare William's life. Arg! That's freezing! Arg! That's boiling! Ouch! That's sharp! No! That's arg! 6A. Newton had William Schallonauer hanged until he was half dead, then cut down to have his guts pulled out and his body chopped into pieces and his head cut off. I expect he was 100% dead after that. Bonus question. Newton's dog, Diamond, knocked over a candle and caused a fire that destroyed years of Newton's work on light. What did the scientist say? A. Say your prayers, mutt. Your history. B. That's all right, old boy. Accidents happen. C. Oh, Diamond, you little know the damage you have done. Answer. 2 points. C. Does your